With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden torpedoes Kamala Harris's big closing campaign speech in front of the White House by calling President Trump's supporters garbage. It came as Harris hoped to make her final case for why she should be elected president. Biden, on a separate Zoom call with supporters, lashed out at Trump supporters while weighing in on a comedian's comment at the Madison Square Garden rally on Sunday. Biden said, "The only garbage I see floating out there is Trump's supporters." Speaking at a campaign rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania, former President Trump responded to that comment.
Remember Hillary? She said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know. You have to please forgive him. Please forgive him, for he not knoweth what he said.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities in Washington State and Oregon are vowing to step up security after fires that destroyed ballots at outdoor drop boxes. More on the story from Jackie Quinn.
Elections officials are reaching out to voters whose ballots may have been damaged in recent fires that were deliberately set. In Vancouver, Washington,
a call in the early morning hours to 911 indicating that there was smoking and a fire at one of our ballot boxes.
Interim Police Chief Troy Price on K2TV says some 300 ballots were destroyed, similar to a fire that destroyed three ballots in Portland, Oregon. Police say that they believe it's the work of the same person, and they've identified a car that appears to have been involved. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Western North Carolina getting international support from Taiwan following Hurricane Helene. This is SRN News. Reformation Day is coming, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
On October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany, touching off what became the Protestant Reformation. Churches around the world will celebrate the event, mostly this coming Sunday, with services, sermons, and even a party or two. In Germany, Reformation Day is an official public holiday in 16 states, including Saxony-Anhalt, which is where the city of Wittenberg is located. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One member of the women's volleyball team at San Jose State University has signed on to be part of a federal lawsuit against the NCAA challenging the presence of males on female college sports teams. The specific person, she cites, is a man who's playing on her own team. Meanwhile, a rally was held over the weekend in support of the five women's volleyball teams that have refused to play against San Jose State this year. This is SRN News. Arkansas's Attorney General launches a program called One Pill Can Kill, an initiative to combat fentanyl on college campuses. Bernie Bennett has more.
Attorney General Tim Griffin today issued the following statement at the University of Arkansas about an initiative to educate college students about the dangers of fentanyl and give them tools to combat it. Griffin writes, quote, "Fentanyl is a scourge on our society, and it disproportionately impacts our young people. One Pill Can Kill is a multifaceted initiative to help protect college students from the risk of opioid overdose." To learn more about Arkansas's One Pill Can Kill initiative, please visit www.arkansasag.gov/onepillcankill. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Comedic actress Terry Garr has died at the age of 79. She was in dozens of movies in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. She played Richard Dreyfuss's wife in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. She was also in Tootsie. More details at srnnews.com.